In entertainment news tonight, we're going in depth on the historic Harry Styles Vogue cover that we first showed you Friday night. Now, Styles is the British singer and former One Direction boy band member and is now the first man to grace the cover of American Vogue by himself. Now, Styles mixes and matches clothing across genders in the upcoming December issue of the magazine. He tells Vogue that wearing women's clothing has allowed him to have fun with his look. Well, now Harry Styles is far from the first celebrity to push the boundaries like this. In response to his Vogue cover, some on social media are now sharing Brad Pitt's Rolling Stone cover more than 20 years ago. You can see he's wearing a dress there. This was back in 1999.
Examples of other musicians wearing dresses for their art. Just one, David Bowie, dressed as a woman on the album cover for The Man Who Sold the World in the 1970s. And more recently, recording artist and drag queen Conchita Wurst made international headlines in 2014 after winning the Eurovision Song Contest, performing in women's clothing while sporting a full beard.
Joining us tonight to talk about evolving attitude toward gender and acceptance is Joseph Longo from Mel Magazine. Joseph is a staff writer at the magazine and has written articles for the Associated Press, Entertainment Weekly, and much more. Joseph, thanks for joining us. We appreciate having you here on News Nation.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, what's the reaction to Harry Styles on the cover of Vogue wearing the dress? I mean, is this a sign of changing norms? We've seen other men do this in the past. Is it a generational thing? What do you make of it?
I think it's a little bit of everything you just said. So it's important to note that Harry Styles is the first man to grace Vogue's cover solo in its 108 years. That's not something to take lightly, and the fact that they did it with him in a Gucci dress is fantastic. But like you said, it's not new. His fans certainly love it, and you know, most queer people that I've spoken with and I know personally love it. Certainly, some conservative commentators don't, but I ultimately think it's a positive thing and a good step at the very least.
Hey, Joseph, I'm wondering, fashion is a little like art, beauty sort of in the eye of the beholder. Why do you think there's been such a big deal made about this?
You know, I think it's an easy thing to attack, right? You know, it's clothing and it's very visual. And these are conversations that we've had for years. We're really focused on gender in a way that younger generations aren't. You know, if you go on TikTok, you can see that there's constant trends of men and non-binary individuals dressing however they want. So I think it is a little bit of a generational thing.
And Joseph, I mean, we're living in this interesting cultural moment right now. We're certainly, you know, the trans movement and trans rights are such a big topic right now. Do you think the cover kind of speaks to a larger cultural moment?
You know, I don't think Harry Styles' Vogue cover speaks for the trans community. I think it's important to note that Harry Styles identifies as a cisgender man, and it's fantastic that he is exploring and giving credence to the idea of what men and what men can wear, but masculinity is different. And so I think it's important that, like, yes, let's have Harry Styles on the cover, but let's also get trans men and women and non-binary individuals also on Vogue covers as well.
And I guess I meant a larger cultural discussion in terms of gender norms, not as specifically about trans, but gender norms, a discussion the nation's having right now about gender and gender identity. Let me take back my wording of the first time.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. And I do think it's, I think it's notable, right? So, like, Vogue magazine is... You know, it lives in the covers of nail salons across the country, right? So even though we're not at nail salons in this moment, queer kids and parents see that and it can have an impact. But I don't think this is any more than just one step in the journey. You know, there's trans and non-binary actors and singers in Hollywood. You mentioned Conchita Wurst as an example. The trans queens and the gay and queer men on Drag Race, for example, also beloved by the same fans that love Styles. And yeah, I think there's a good push going forward, but there's so much more we can still do too.
And we have seen social media work for the good, and also it has been really challenging, and it divides people in many ways. So I'm wondering, there are so many people men and women, girls and boys who love Harry Styles and his work. What conversations do you hope this propels us into when you talk about inclusivity? If we start to see people dress and look differently, the conversations that it should be having with some of our younger generations.
Yeah, I hope it just makes queer people and, you know, men and women, all people really, much more willing to do away with what they are expected of wearing, both kids and adults too. You know, I would love for this Vogue cover to spur more men in the workplace too to consider if, you know, maybe they'd want to wear a blouse instead of a suit and tie. It's an ongoing conversation that I think is important to have. And I think the key here is that it's a good conversation. This is what we should be talking about, and this is more of what we want to be seeing.
All right.
Thank you so much for being with us, and I appreciate your insight and your commentary, sir. Thank you so much.